Alaska's permanent fund dividend checks will be soaring to their largest amount ever this year. John Hunt reports from member station KHNS.
Jerry Burnett is the director of administrative services with the State Department of Revenue. His job has administrative oversight of the PFD division. Burnett first floated the estimate of over $2,000 during his testimony to the State House this spring and confirmed the record number this week.
It is the first time it's gone over that 2,000 mark. The largest one in the past was $1,963.86 in the year 2000.
That high was reached during the boom years of the dot-coms, but declined significantly after the bubble burst and decreased steadily during the next few years. Part of the reason for this year's large checks is because the five-year average on which the PFD is based has dropped the last of those dot-com bust years and has moved on to years with solid positive earnings. Along with the hike in the dollar amount, Burnett says the number of applicants is also continuing to rise.
Well, we've seen an increase in applications of about 15,000 relative to last year, nearly 15,000 people who hadn't applied in the previous year.
Out of around 633,000 applications received in 2007, 604,000 were approved. Burnett says 645,000 applications were received this year, and the qualification process is still going on. He estimated an average of 3% of the applications received are disqualified, often because of duplicate applications being mistakenly sent. Others are disqualified for reasons laid out by statute. The growth in the amount of applicants is nothing new. Burnett says the number has been slowly but steadily rising with the state's population.
This is a larger growth than the previous 3 or 4 years, but it's not an abnormally large growth.
The first PFD check 26 years ago was for a flat $1,000, but Burnett explains that it was unusually large because of a legal challenge that delayed its implementation.
The program was supposed to have started in 1981, and there was a lawsuit that prevented it from starting, and so they paid what would have been 3 years' dividends in 1982. So that's why it was $1,000. And every year since that $1,000, it's been based on earnings.
The exact figure of this year's dividend will be announced in September. Reporting in Haines, I'm John Hunt.